Landlords and tenants in South Florida who rely on federal housing subsidies for rent are in a tough spot as the partial government shutdown drags on. Lease agreements are expiring and cannot be renewed because of the shutdown, and money is not flowing from the federal government. That means landlords are being asked to tap into their reserves to make up for the shortfall. Jorge Damian de la Paz is a program manager at the University of Miami's Office of Civic and Community Engagement. Much of his work focuses on affordable housing. He says landlords of smaller housing complexes will feel the impact the most if the shutdown persists.
These smaller owners with limited resources could be driven to foreclosure or bankruptcy by a prolonged shutdown, which could also lead to displacement and a loss of affordable units.
Low-income senior citizens, people with disabilities, and families with children largely make up the population of people who rely on federal subsidies for housing. Meanwhile, food pantries across South Florida are calling for donations and volunteers to help people impacted by the shutdown. Sherry Yar Wahid is with the Islamic Foundation of South Florida Food Pantry.
We've spent over $18,000 in purchasing food for this program. And as this continues, more people are aware of it and they're starting to come. We need help with some funding so that we can buy more supplies.
Another organization, Feeding South Florida, says it's provided meals for about 5,000 people affected by the shutdown so far. That food bank needs more volunteers to help sort goods at its warehouses in Palm Beach and Broward counties. It's also asking for donations of non-perishable food and also baby diapers. Please visit WLRN.org for more info on how to volunteer and make donations. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.